It was noted by the Food and Agricultural Organization, and I'm happy that we had an independent body to come and do the assessment, because if it was done purely from a local standpoint, you may have heard some persons say that it is inflated. The estimated in EC dollars, the total of the damage and loss to the agricultural sector to be $32 million. What is important to note is that $24 million was calculated as a damage and loss to the forest. Landslides significantly impacted in a very negative way, crops, pens being washed away. One of the larger arrowroot farmers today still cannot reap. Packing sheds were destroyed. So the devastation that we would have seen with our eyes, even to today, for example, that farmer who can't reap his arrowroot and the grinding period is closed, he is going through significant hardship. Not only in the agricultural sector, Mr. Speaker, but there was also damage to government infrastructure, which touch and concerns agriculture. And all these factors we have to take into consideration as we put together the nuts and bolts for the recovery efforts